So as it turns out, Deadpool might actually be the savior of the MCU.
I am Marvel Jesus.
The post-credit scene for Deadpool and Wolverine has been teased, and even the creator of Deadpool himself, Rob Liefeld, confirms that the post-credit scene is indeed going to be pretty crazy. Now, we know the movie Deadpool and Wolverine itself is going to be pretty crazy because it's going to be a pretty big multiversal film. And this is the film that gets Deadpool and Wolverine into the MCU. And a lot of cameos are supposed to happen, not just in Deadpool 3, but in other projects for the multiverse saga, and of course in Avengers Secret Wars itself. And plus, not to mention, OG Avengers are supposed to return as well, like Robert Downey Jr. returning as Iron Man, Chris Evans returning as Captain America, and Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. And the post-credit scene for Deadpool could show us some of these characters returning. In fact, Deadpool could be the person who kind of recruits these characters and gets them into the fight. Needless to say, we have a lot to go over today when talking about this Deadpool and Wolverine post-credit scene, but let's start with the report about it. This report is coming from the insider My Time to Shine Hello on X. Yesterday she tweeted, "OMG, this is too good. I'm not going to ruin this, but the post-credit scene in Deadpool and Wolverine is so mind-blowing, I can't believe they were able to pull this off without anyone knowing." And to top it all off, Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool himself, replied to the comment, "He ain't lying to you." Also, side note, My Time to Shine Hello is a she, if you didn't know. She obviously remains anonymous and doesn't have a picture, so a lot of people don't know this, but she has stated before that she is in fact a girl. Anyways, no harm meant, but Rob confirms that the post-credit scene is insane. So of course everybody is wondering, well, what could this possibly be? And I have some ideas of what could really blow people's minds like they say it is going to do. For starters, like I mentioned, Deadpool could be the person to bring some of the OG heroes to the multiversal war. I even think, in a way, he could be the one to revive Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. And in fact, I have stated this before in a previous video, but I think Deadpool could kind of assemble his own multiversal Avengers team. Will he go on to lead this team in Secret Wars? Probably not. He'll probably bash heads with a lot of people. But imagine Deadpool at the end of Deadpool and Wolverine in the post-credit scene going, "Well, I just got Hugh Jackman, the OG, into the main Marvel Cinematic Universe, into the main timeline. Let's go get some others." Then imagine him going out and getting Tobey Maguire Spider-Man to join Avengers Secret Wars. The reason this makes sense and could really happen is because, according to a report, Hugh Jackman said that he'd return for Deadpool and Wolverine, obviously because of Ryan Reynolds, and the multiverse saga won't undo anything he's done, but he also apparently said that he'll return to Secret Wars if he can be on screen in scenes with Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. This would be insane to see, but I think it could get even more insane. But first, be sure to subscribe and leave a comment for a chance to win a gaming console. Also, I know everyone is dying to get a free gaming console, which is why I give one away once per month, but now you have another chance to win one. You won't want to miss this offer, so wait till the end to claim it. To enter, Raid Shadow Legends, my sponsors for today, are doing a special Spring Hunt minigame. Simply download Raid using the link or my QR code, then head to springhunt.plarium.com, enter your raid ID, and start searching for the missing items. Once completed, you can win real life prizes like a gaming console or Amazon gift cards with a total value of $10,000. This is the perfect time to join Raid if you haven't yet. The game is fantastic. There's a reason it's been around for as long as it has now. You can play it on your phone or PC, which I personally really love. Right now, you could win a free gaming console plus $10,000 in Amazon gift cards. Plus, right now, Community Weeks is happening. There are multiple in-game activities for all players, and with a 14-day loyalty program, you also get the free legendary chronicler, Adelin. If you haven't played Raid, it's literally the perfect time to start playing. So what are you waiting for? Click the link in my description or click the QR code that you see on the screen. Plus, there are bonuses you can only get via my link, like the epic champion Tayrell, who is considered by many players the best champion in the game. You'll also get another starter pack after reaching level 25 that includes an epic Rector Drath. Download the game using my link and then use promo code SPRINGHUNT24 to get silver and more. Then you can find me under Cosmic Warren and join my clan, Cosmic Wonders. Just hit the link in my description and I'll see you there. Now, the way it could get even more epic is if Deadpool essentially stopped Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, and Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow, from dying. And I specify these two actors because of course we could get variants of the characters. However, imagine something like the post-credit scene for Deadpool 2. We know that Ryan Reynolds really did alter some timelines. He really did rewrite some timelines, preventing some events from happening. Imagine if he went back in time and recruited Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man before he died, and the same thing for Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow. This would not undo what happened, but it would simply create a branch timeline. However, at the same time, you could get the exact same Tony Stark, the exact same Iron Man that we've known and loved throughout the entirety of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You see, that's kind of the problem with a variant of Tony Stark. He's not really the same. Now, you can get pretty dang close with variants in other worlds because remember, only one little thing has to be different in an alternate reality. In an infinite number of alternate realities, alternate universes that exist in the multiverse, some universes could really only have a very, very slight difference. So there could be multiple universes out there that are identical to what we've seen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe so far, but only differ by one very small fact that is minuscule and doesn't even matter. But no matter what, it's not the same. It's not the exact same Iron Man. However, Deadpool could get the exact same Iron Man by going back in time and taking Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man before he dies. And just imagine what that would mean to Peter Parker. Imagine Spider-Man seeing Tony Stark, his mentor, his father figure, alive and in the same universe as him. It would mean a lot to him, and it would probably mean a lot to Tony Stark as well once somebody explained to him, you know, what happened? That if Deadpool didn't grab him, eventually he would go on and he would die. Same thing for Black Widow. Imagine how Hulk would react seeing Black Widow alive and back. So something that could be pretty epic for Deadpool to do is this, kind of start recruiting some OGs. Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow. We've heard some Fantastic Four members are going to show up in Deadpool and Wolverine, like a variant of Chris Evans's Human Torch. Imagine if he gets him to come back for the big fight. As far as epicness is concerned, I think this could be possibly the most epic thing that they could do in a Deadpool post-credit scene. Think of it sort of as a Deadpool initiative. Deadpool could essentially be the multiverse Nick Fury, going around and recruiting Avengers for the big upcoming multiversal fight. Another reason that I think this might happen is because originally, when Deadpool and Wolverine started to get going, when the filming began, we started to hear some reports that Deadpool and Wolverine was going to be the film that started to bring all of these heroes from different universes together, that the TVA was going to universes that were being destroyed and saving certain heroes and characters, possibly some villains. Now, since then, it sounds like this plan might have actually changed. And according to Alex Perez from the Cosmic Circus, they changed these plans to make it flow better overall for the entire multiverse saga. He basically said there are still going to be a lot of cameos in the movie, but not as many as before. So it makes us believe that this part about them going around recruiting a bunch of people from different universes or saving them probably isn't in the film anymore. However, it could still be their plan for the post-credit scene. And I think it could be done in a absolutely perfect way. You don't even have to show everybody all together. You could simply show Deadpool really quickly going to different universes. Deadpool showing up at some point in time before Iron Man dies, maybe even right before, maybe even during the Battle of Avengers Endgame, showing up, grabbing Tony Stark, taking him away. Showing up while Spider-Man is fighting somebody, maybe Doc Ock, grabbing him, taking him away. This does a few things, because if he did this, obviously it would cause very bad implications for whatever universe he takes these people from. If he takes Iron Man away in the fight of Avengers Endgame, then the Avengers might lose in that universe. Tony Stark might not be there to snap. But also at the same time, it won't really matter if the entire multiverse gets destroyed, so you kind of gotta do what you gotta do, and I'm pretty sure that's Deadpool's mindset. So I hope we get this. I hope Deadpool goes back and he is the person that brings these OG people back. That way we get Iron Man with Hugh Jackman's Wolverine and Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. That is what Hugh Jackman apparently wanted, so I would love to see that in a post-credit scene. Now, at the same time, we could get a lot of cameos in a gag. Pretty much exactly what we got in Deadpool 2's post-credit scene. Deadpool could do a bunch of funny stuff that could have quite a bit of big cameos in it in the post-credit scene that might not actually mean too much for Avengers Secret Wars or the future. And this could be him going and wanting to see heroes from other universes. This could be him going and seeing Robert Downey Jr.'s Tony Stark, but not actually really doing anything about it. Same thing goes for Captain America, Black Widow, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, anybody from the old Fox franchise, the Fantastic Four, X-Men, etc. Heck, I've been saying this for years, even before Multiverse of Madness came out, but since we are in the multiverse now, Deadpool could even jump over to a DC universe, especially since James Gunn is now in charge of the DCU. So I've said it before, and I know people shake their head at it, but it is possible to see some DC cameos like Batman or Wonder Woman. With Kevin Feige and James Gunn being really great friends, and James Gunn saying that he would like to see a crossover between Marvel and DC happen someday, it could very well happen in the Multiverse Saga, and Deadpool would be an epic person to make this happen. But this is just my theory on what could make this post-credit scene truly epic. Let me know what you think about it, and let me know what you think an epic post-credit scene would be for Deadpool and Wolverine. Leave your thoughts in the comments down below. Please don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can stay up to date on all the recent Deadpool and Wolverine and Marvel news. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, and Twitter, and don't forget to use my Raid Shadow Legends link in the description or scan the QR code to get insane bonuses.